AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions still surround President Biden and what should happen next in the Democratic Party following last week's debate performance. With the election just 4 months away, here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
What Democrats were saying privately just a few days ago, they are now saying publicly. I've been talking to over a dozen Democrats, and the concern is palpable. It is piercing. There is mounting pressure on President Biden from Democrats who are demanding answers about the president's mental fitness and who are also raising questions about whether he should go on with his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl heading toward Jamaica could make landfall in the next few hours, pass near the Cayman Islands tomorrow, and hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday. Right now, it's a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of about 140 miles an hour. The ruling heat wave still bearing down on much of the country. Parts of Arkansas and Louisiana are expecting heat indexes of about 110 degrees today. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civic engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job policing themselves. Sarah Harris is with the group Stand Up America.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, ethical issues continue to happen.
Americans tell pollsters they'd like term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fireworks are canceled in the Sauk Prairie area. Fire on the River, their big 4th of July celebration, was scheduled for this Friday and Saturday. The Wisconsin River is flooded there. Frankly, some people were expecting this announcement when they would drive by and see just how high the water is. It's now been rescheduled to August 2nd and 3rd. There's one part of the celebration that remains. That's the Eagle Chase Run on Saturday morning. And some traffic alerts around here if you're headed out of town for the 4th. These are the spots where they're in the middle of construction. In Columbia County, 39-1994 is down to two lanes near the bridge over the Wisconsin River. In Jefferson County, be on the lookout for shifting traffic patterns on 90-94 bridges near Lake Mills. In Monroe County, near Toma, the interstate is down to two lanes. And in Sauk County, 90-94 has two lanes open between the Dells and Portage. Remember, 511WI.gov always has you covered. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The crew beat the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans. And then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. With more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday, half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time the rain ends late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska for a talk about the show The Boys. And the Artistic Director of Door County's Peninsula Players, Linda Fortunato, talks about their new season.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The Leonard Leo 6 on the court just declared days before this nation celebrates its independence, presumably from the British King, that the President of the United States and a former President of the United States, that they are a king. They have granted monarch-like powers to Donald Trump and declared him immune from prosecution for any acts that can be declared official acts. So any acts that he conducts as president, and said that any acts he conducts as president, which may have resulted in crimes, must be presumed to be official acts if they are done through the purview of the presidency.
We forgot the Clarence Thomas thing yesterday about, hey, Judge Cannon, here's another idea.
Yeah.
Maybe Jack Smith's appointment was, unconstitutional.
I know.
Okay, we will talk to Glenn Kirshner about all of that. Okay, I have to just quickly finish reading all of threads and Twitter to you just in case you didn't have time.
Okay.
Rick Wilson, just get up every day, take out the sword, strike the bad guys, be brave, do it again. It's that simple. Tristan Snell says, we the people are the ones who will have to take down Trump, not the courts. They've been corrupted, not the media. They're desperate for access and cash, not the prosecutors. The courts are stopping them from doing their jobs. Us together this November. Somebody named Hillary Clinton, was right about everything.
She was.
I agree with Justice Sotomayor about the immunity ruling from the MAGA wing of the Supreme Court. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. It will be up to the American people this November to hold Donald Trump accountable. And one last one, Kimberly Ann Johnson, superhero, tweets, democracy is not lost, but it is hanging by a thread. Saying it's lost breeds apathy. If Biden loses this November, democracy will be over. It isn't over. Stop projecting that it's over. Get busy pushing for a Biden-Harris win. Thank you. Everyone is shouting McShouterson today.
Yep.
Including our next guest, Skye Perryman, who I love. Skye, it says right here, reproductive rights activist. And I'm like, aren't we all now? Aren't we all? No offense to your title. But she is also the president and CEO of Democracy Forward.
Yeah.
Good morning, Skye.
Thanks. Morning.
Thanks for coming on. I mean, I came down, you were like, how are you? How do any of us answer that today at the end of this week? Yeah. Right?
Yes. I mean, look, and what a week. It's July 4th. I heard your intro there, but we do have a court that's declaring the president's a king. The same court, by the way, that says that President Biden doesn't have the authority to forgive student loan debt, that federal agencies are, that are trying to protect people are out of control in their power that's run by the president, that we're going to say that in some gaslighting way, but then at the same time impose a new structure, really, on the way we look at presidential power in this country that I think you know, I do. I have to say, I think our founders would have a real issue with.
Yeah. Well, you said no one in the United States is above the law. The court's majority has once again delayed justice, signaled to the public and to our allies abroad that our nation's democracy is under attack from within. We urge the district court to act swiftly as directed by the court and allow for a fair criminal trial that the vast majority of the Republican, or excuse me, the American people think we are entitled to, that we are entitled to verdicts before the election.
Look, the vast majority of people in this country, they believe in democracy. They want to move forward, not backward. They may not agree on everything, but they agree on those things. And we're seeing just, you know, our institutions are not doing the work that they're supposed to do. Our courts are not doing the work that they're supposed to do in a democracy. And so I agree with the whoever you were quoting from Twitter. It is we the people.
Yeah.
That are going to have to continue and not give up this fight in this really extreme time.
This, talk about trying to, you know, work around the edges. The Biden administration told emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health following last week's Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override a federal law requiring hospitals to provide stabilizing treatment. The fact that I just had to say that entire paragraph is horrifying.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. And, you know, and the court really had an opportunity to do what it should have done, which is to say, as we've known for 40 years in this country, I mean, this was a, you know, the Emergency Medical Labor and Treatment Act was signed by a Republican president. This was not a controversial proposition, except for now in this extreme time. But they should have said that Idaho's abortion ban that has been depriving women of this care conflicts with that federal law. And they didn't. And so as a result, while they lifted a stay. They're trying to, I think, tampen down a little bit of the attention in this momentous year so some women in Idaho can get care. But across the country, we continue to have states like Texas and Florida where women are being deprived of this care. And it is an absolute violation of federal law and of our Constitution. And so it's another way that the court really let us down. And then, of course, these extremist organizations are just Dobbs was not enough for them. It was not enough to undermine, eradicate a constitutional right, put, you know, millions of women's lives in the balance. Now we're attacking even emergency care and a variety of other things. So it's just it's a pretty bleak time.
Sky, I'm a silver lining girl.
Yeah, me too.
And I have to say, that is my sense that on top of Roe rage that we already have from the overturning of Roe, this Supreme Court ruling this week, I think, is going to mobilize and energize and anger our base more than a lot of people yesterday that I talked to said, I think the Supreme Court just handed Joe Biden the election. And I do not have time or energy to spread fear and, you know, negativity about Biden. If it is his choice to step down in some, I don't care. We have to be 11% in for vote blue, no matter who. Our country, the country we love, is at stake, period. Where are you on the political effect of everything?
You know, I leave the political effect to you guys. But what I can tell you is someone that
that's a bad choice.
Democracy and freedom and the law. But I'll tell you, we have to stay focused about the threats this country is experiencing right now. And it is going to take everyone using their tools. And I agree with you that the cynicism is not going to help us get through really what is a generational backslide in our democracy. It's not just the Supreme Court that has done this. You know this, I've said it, I think, here before, but in 2021, the United States was added to the list of global backsliding democracies, and it has been there ever since. And it's really up to we the people. And so I think that we are here, we are seeing loud and clear. Our institutions are not going to be the ones that are going to come to the rescue. Yeah. We have to come to the rescue in all the ways that people and communities are mobilizing throughout the country.
Yeah. And Sky, I have to say, I don't care right now what so-and-so opinion columnist, pundit, this person, that person thinks. There are lots of real women that are experiencing real tragedies because of, you know, real policies that because of this Supreme Court. This is, let me play one Biden ad for you.
I was right around 11 weeks when I had a miscarriage. The pain that I was feeling was excruciating. I was turned away from two emergency rooms. That was a direct result of Donald Trump overturning Roe v. Wade. He's now a convicted felon. Trump thinks he should not be held accountable for his own criminal actions, but he will let women and doctors be punished. We want to support someone that does have our best interests at heart, and that's why I'm so adamant about supporting President Biden.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
He's a rapist, Donald Trump, who has taken bodily autonomy away from millions of women. You just cannot tell me that Rovember is not coming, because I believe it is. What do you think?
Well, look, again, you know me, we are technically, we don't do any kind of partisan work. But
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can say whatever you want to say. But this is the good thing. And this is the thing that we're energized by. We work in communities across the country. We see everyone from parents to teachers to voters, workers, everyone doing what they can in this time. We have to make sure, you know, they're not reading Twitter. They're not reading or X or whatever we're calling it now. They're not reading the columnists. They are actually doing the work of our democracy. We represented the nation's medical community, all of the doctors in the country, the College of Emergency Physicians, ACOG, the American Medical Association, in these cases about the extreme harm that is being done around the country that you hear people's accounts on that ad. And so, you know, we're going to keep doing our work. We know people in communities will do theirs. And I do believe, I'm a silver lining person too, and I do believe in the promise and potential of democracy. It's just that we all have to keep it because these institutions aren't going to do it for us. And certainly these pundits aren't going to do it for us.
And I think it's important that so many women are speaking, not, you know, regular women like we just heard, but also if you saw Chrissy Teigen, I think people with huge platforms, you know, and also, you know, thank God that Taylor Swift and who is it, you know, Beyonce. I mean, I think whoever has a platform has to speak now.
Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, yeah. But Chrissy Teigen. Right. Chrissy Teigen.
I found myself pregnant naturally for the first time. I didn't think it could happen for me, so we were very excited. We learned that we were having a baby boy, and about, you know, I started having complications pretty early on, but thought that maybe I could get stronger, my placenta could grow stronger. I ended up having a placental abruption and was bleeding out essentially, but felt no pain. It was very, it was an odd, unique experience because I always imagined if you were losing a baby, you would feel some sort of cramping or pain. And I just remember going to the hospital and really feeling like things were going to be okay.
Well, she wasn't in labor, so that's why.
They were just rolling the dice on whether women are bleeding out enough yet.
Right.
This is America, and the Supreme Court had an opportunity to do something, and it won't. The Project 2025 plan that's out there that you've talked about, that are looking at it, guess what? There's nothing in that plan that's going to make this better, only worse. They want to continue to make it difficult for people to obtain emergency care. And far-right actors at the state level are literally depriving women, threatening to prosecute their physicians and their hospitals for providing them care, criminally prosecute. That is what America looks like in 2024. And we do have the power to change it.
Let's hear just the rest of Chrissy's stories real quick.
Things turned bad very quickly. I needed blood transfusion after blood transfusion. I remember feeling so lucky that I had the care that I had and the ability to make decisions with my doctor. We ended up, you know, having an abortion. And it's so weird to say because I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that until the Dobbs decision, when John and I were talking about it in bed one day. And I was talking about it from a place of, I feel so bad for people, for other people, for them, that anyone's ever had to go through that, and they're not able to make a choice about their own body. And he was like, well, you had an abortion. I was like, what?
They didn't call it that.
Yeah, and one more. Yep.
Hearing stories from your clinic, hearing that so many women come in there, and it's not a place of sadness all the time. It's not a place where people are feeling at their darkest points or anything, like the world wants you to think. Some people go in there with so much hope and so much excitement because they know that they have a future. And maybe there are so many people like Amanda and I that wanted our baby so badly, and it's okay. What happened to us is okay, but we can't let this happen to other people. We cannot let people not have this choice.
People need to have the choice.
Yeah, I mean, and again, God bless people for speaking out about stuff that is so private and painful and stuff that they shouldn't have to, you know, lay themselves bare like this but feel like they have to.
And, you know, Justice Sotomayor from the bench, I was in the courtroom that day. I mean, from the bench was reading these stories out. And despite that, the court did not do what it needed to do. We certainly know that these extremist organizations are building power as we speak, and they're not going to go anywhere. And so it's really going to be up to people and communities to fight back. I'll make a prediction for you, and okay. maybe I'll come back.
Am I dragging you into politics?
No, but I think moms are going to mobilize around the fact that this court is not protecting the rights and interests of people, that there are very far right wing networks behind all of this. And I do think that that moms and people across the country are going to get mobilized, and maybe we'll come back and update you if we see that happening, because I'm hearing from them daily, and they're working to mobilize. So I'll look forward to coming and updating, because I think you're pretty.
Thank you for letting me drag you down to my level, into this filthy pit of politics.
I love the work you do to inform the public, and just know that there's we've got a staff that goes to work every day to help protect these freedoms in this time, and we're not giving up.
All right. Yay. Thank you. CEO of Democracy Forward. Democracy Forward. Everybody, let's go.
Forward. No backwards.
Save our democracy. Thank you, Sky. See you next time.
Thank you.
There she goes. All right. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, you betcha boy howdy.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost out. I was starting to panic because I got another 45-mile ride tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
Right.
Okay, I'm just telling you, strawberry lemonade flavor, it's delicious. I get that little flavor in my hydration that I love, and I get 10 supplements in one. I get ashwagandha. Oh, that felt better. Yes, I got probiotics, prebiotics, stuff to support my gut health, boost my energy, help me feel more youthful. It has been superpowering the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show since I was... whatever age I was lying about last. Right. Okay.
Well, we don't know anymore.
I feel too old to remember how old I said I was. I feel better. It helps me gain energy, helps enhance my overall well-being. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie to save 40% off and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Wow! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Malcolm Nance coming up. Carlos Alzraki and Glenn Kirshner. I will be continuing to read all of Twitter and threads to you.
All right.
Okay.
Think of it as not bedtime stories, morning stories. Okay. I'm only reading positive patriots. Kimberly Ann Johnson says. If we could trust that Americans...
Next Monday.
Thank you. If we could trust that Americans would recognize the threat we're under and pledge to vote blue for democracy, we'd feel a lot better. How can we do that? We can win this easily and handily, but we have to stop focusing on the hand-wringing and the negative projections. Focus on winning, not losing. It is not over. How do we make this a blue tsunami? Naysayers not welcome. Thank you. Positive patriots.
Pronouncing.
Just trying to think of another word. I can't.
Proclaiming.
Yes, positive patriots proclaiming. That's all I'm punctuating this show with.
With your pop filter.
Thank you. Jillian says they want us to give up. They want us to feel hopeless. They want us to turn on each other. That's how they win. Let's not give it to them. Giving up is giving in, and we're not giving up. Real Horse said, any word from Susan Sarandon on how this is working
out? No kidding.
Let's just all turn our venom on Susan Sarandon.
She's not helpful.
How is this? How's the revolution going
for you? How are you enjoying it? She can afford to get out of here.
Rude pundit, I really didn't think I'd watch democracy on its deathbed, but here we are. Get me the paddles. Jolt this bitch back to life. Clear. Here we go. Lincoln Project, tune out the West Wing fan fiction. Swapping out the president at this stage in the race would be a political and logistical nightmare. Kaz says, so are we all mad now? Like filled with the rage of a thousand suns mad? Good. Hold on to that feeling. Get to work. The Biden campaign raised $127 million in June, making it the campaign's best month of the cycle. More than $30 million came after the debate, with the majority coming from grassroots donations. That's why the new partner of the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour is grassrootsdems.org. They are our Get Out the Vote partner. Come out for a great comedy show, for a great cause.
Yep.
Do it. And Aaron Rupar, I did not have picture of RFK Jr. with a barbecue dog on my Hell Space bingo card today. It is another sign from God.
Yeah, I was concerned.
To not vote third party.
Yes. I was concerned about that story going, wait, what? And then when a veterinarian piped in, then I was like, okay, then I'm going
to
believe it.
He tried to lie about it. He's no, it was a goat in Patagonia. The vet's like, no, that's clearly a dog. Yay. I didn't have that on my bingo card either.
I didn't either.
Oh, boy. Now I ran out of time. I'm sorry. Steve in Chicago, I'm coming to you. Getting to you guys and Malcolm Nance. Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save child care accounts.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite yesterday. Schools in Wisconsin will get more than $400,000 for manufacturing training. Students will be trained in 3D printing, welding, drone operating, and other skills. The Department of Workforce Development says more than 4,600 students in 17 school districts will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Let's talk about fireworks tonight. The Mallards play around 5:30 and we'll have a big fireworks show afterward at Warner Park. Madison police have already sent out some alerts saying expect tons of traffic in that area once the fireworks are over. Verona's fireworks are tonight at 9:30. The show in DeForest starts tonight at dusk. Mount Horeb also has fireworks tonight at dusk. And downtown, tonight's concerts on the square is patriotic themed. And if you're headed to a state park or trail, make sure you have the right admission passes early. If you're camping, the DNR asks that you have a reservation because this is one of the busiest times on our public lands. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission sticker is required on any vehicle stopping in most state parks, forests, and recreation areas. You need a pass to bike through those spots, too. You can buy those passes online and print them out. The DNR says that makes the whole process a lot easier for everybody. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. With more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday, half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time the rain ends late Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 70.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, tune in tomorrow. It's Pat Kreitlow's birthday. He'll be here to celebrate along with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take a look at signers of the Declaration of Independence. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
...of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
The presidency is now officially above the law. Well, who wouldn't want that job? Because you're a king on the eve of Independence Day. That's what they just did. This election is no longer about the old guy that's in the White House now. Like, you know, all the op-ed pages and the New York Times can run around and opine about, you know, what Joe Biden should do. And, you know, y'all have fun with that. Enjoy yourselves, intellectual thought leaders.
Thank you, Joy Reid. All right. It has been our goal to be shouted out by every member of the United States military. We started yesterday with the Army, General Russell Honoré, and it's time for the Navy to yell at us.
We can dance if we want to. If
Senior Chief.
Somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're in Brazil. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's a Malcolm Nance. It's a Malcolm Nance. Well, it's a Malcolm Nance.
Yes, permission to come aboard, Senior Chief. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, knock, uncover, state your business.
You know, you wrote a fantastic piece, as you do, and I'm surprised it was not all in caps. Because
no kidding.
Almost.
You just, the piece is terrified. It's time to fight the dictatorship. And you, boy, perfect quote, Thomas Paine. These are these times that try men's soul. This statement reflects at least 81 million Americans' feelings today. We are physically sick, bewildered, despondent that American democracy is ending without a fight. And you said every decision Hitler made because the Supreme Court gave him the authority to do anything he wanted in Germany. Under German laws, they made it all legal. The U.S. Supreme Court gave Donald Trump and any future president the same power. As long as it is official, it cannot be considered criminal. So here we are, Malcolm. And by the way, great sense of history, throughout your piece. But, you know, you talk about anger, and a lot of people have been talking about that, and it sometimes can be your friend, right? You just say, I am certain you're most likely sick of the nonstop coverage that gives Trump's insane rantings a pass. I feel you. I want you to harness your fears, anxiety, shrouds of existential dread, dark clouds of political doom, and turn them into a singular force, anger. I want you to adopt a phrase from the Jedi Yoda, not as a warning but as orders. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. And you said, if you're like me, you're not just terrified, you're getting angry. Good. That's what I want to see. I want to see you not just angry, but angry. Nothing comes to you in life until you have adequately motivated to see the threats to your own survival. So I want you to harness that angle, which we're going to turn into action, reveal our hatred of what has happened, and arrange some political suffering for MAGA and give it to them hard. Talk to us. Talk to us about how you... These are good marching orders, by the way.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you quietly, and you have no clue just how furious I am right now. Mm-hmm. I am furious. This is one of the worst moments of my life. I'm over 60 years old, and I can tell you right now, it's almost equal to 9/11. It's the way it feels to me, the way I feel betrayed, the way I feel, violated to a certain extent. I grew up in Philadelphia, where we had the Declaration of Independence written, where the entire basis of the American system of government was debated and argued. That's where I'm from. And this is the week of July 4th, and we have the Supreme Court has decided that the President of the United States can declare himself King Donald I. Every safeguard ever put into place in the history of the United States was removed this week.
Yeah.
And why am I angry about that? Because there could possibly be no going back. Mm-hmm. The only way back is if the Supreme Court rescinds it, or if Joe Biden, as the new king of the United States, decides to order the Supreme Court dissolved and to order that done. Because there's nothing to stop any president from doing whatever it is they want. Mm-hmm. The system wasn't designed this way. The system has never worked this way. No one ever challenged this except Richard Nixon. And as of the 1st of July, 2024, he is exonerated.
separated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He, as the imperial president, who can do anything he wants because whatever the president does is by law now lawful.
I hadn't thought of that. The Supreme Court just pardoned zombie Nixon this week. Yeah.
Repardoned him, I suppose.
You said, you write, many of us were waiting for someone to arrive to save America. Some of you think it will be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Others believe it will be someone else. But here are the facts, Jack. No one's coming to save us. We are the rescue party. And you echo the things that Joy Reid just said. There are people that make decisions for the Democratic Party because they have a blog post or a popular podcast, or they sit on MSNBC and pontificate all day. Ignore these people. They're nothing more than a media elite surrender monkeys. Remember, the only person coming to the rescue is ourselves. So let's organize. I just want you to get your breath back, but let me just read you quickly. It's time to embrace the anger and the hate for those who have brought us this disaster upon America. Donald John Trump and his MAGA followers must be defeated resoundingly at the ballot box. They should never be allowed to show their faces in public again without being called out for embracing dictatorship. So you have a choice how to express your anger. You can stay home, dread the future, or get out and organize voter registration, pizza parties, drive people to the polls, organize early voting bank phone banks. We do not want a blue tsunami this year. We want a blue ocean of votes. As Reverend Al Sharpton said, are you going to be whining or winning? I choose to win. Now get to work. I just like that you dropped with an F-bomb at the end, because I needed that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need Russell Honore swore at us, too.
Yeah, you know, I heard he had, and so I practiced all morning dropping the F-bomb. I shouted at the dog every dirty word that I had.
Nice.
You know, he's confused because he voted for Biden. So, but let's be honest. I mean, I am harnessing my anger now. And one of my Twitter followers did have the common sense to say, Malcolm, we don't want to harness our anger and our hate and turn it into suffering. We want to turn that into resolve.
Yeah.
And so from this moment, I don't care who the nominee is for the Democratic Party.
Yep.
I don't.
Meaning,
if Joe Biden decides that he's had a great run and he's going to make Kamala Harris president of the United States, we're all with Kamala Harris.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't care who the nominee is. The other people, the other side, all right, which has now spent decades dismantling America. Steve Bannon went into prison laughing with Eric Prince, the head of Blackwater, saying that if the guards don't take care of him, they will be held accountable when he gets out. These people will have the authority to hurt you individually, to touch you individually in terms of what happens to your life, your children, your family, your future. And they have decided they're going to rule for themselves. Hitler did the same thing. The Nazi Party Supreme Court, legally, everything he did was legal. Go watch Judgment at Nuremberg so you can get an example of what Stephanie's father did in the Nuremberg trials. But guess what? We're not the good guys now. We're the target of their hatred. And if we don't stand up together, you know, I remember that the Women's March in 2007. Not 2007.
2017. Yeah.
And that appeared to be the moment that the opposition congealed and got together. And within a month, they dissolved into infighting. That time is over.
Yeah.
You
Malcolm.
Better get together right now. I give you an option. Do it in groups of five, no more than five. I took it from the revolution, the committee of five. Right? If you can't organize five people, get five people, then you've got issues. Get five people together, meet, talk. Find five people that didn't vote. Find five people that are upset about Palestine and don't want to vote for Joe Biden. Tell everyone the stakes.
Yeah.
Because Project 2025 is an attack on everything that you hold dear. And it ain't coming over 10 months to dismantling the Department of Education, firing 2 million workers. It's coming over 180 days if Donald Trump takes president. This is the dismantling of 248 years of America, and none of you count in in the way that they will rule this country. So you had better drop whatever your issue is right now and get on this. That's why my shirt says, don't give up this ship.
Yep.
All right?
Well, you know, Malcolm, it's funny you mentioned my dad. Next Friday, I will be burying my mom with my dad at Arlington. And you're right. I think this strikes so many of us so deeply on so many levels, everything that's happened. And you're right. You're not sentient if you're not angry. Oh, if you don't feel like body blows over the last couple of weeks to the country that we love. I'm thinking of you in your first book, but Plot to Hack America, and the fact that, you know, the Trump jet is sitting next to the Russian jet for 2 days. The media doesn't say anything about it, and that's the jet that apparently the Kremlin uses to bring people and documents. And the guy that just happened to steal our classified documents plane. But the media is, once again, you're right, not going to save us. Not going to make this worse. They're going to, you know, yeah.
And forget about the airplane. That's theft, right? Trump doesn't need to coordinate secretly with the Russians.
That's true. He doesn't do anything secretly anymore.
Documents anymore.
Yeah.
He's getting off on the documents case. They literally wrote that. They literally, Clarence Thomas put a clause in there to give Judge Eileen Cannon the way to dismiss the case.
Yeah.
Now is the time for us to wipe the slate clean, organize, counterattack.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, that's it. You know what Howard Dean said? Because we no longer have a functioning Supreme Court, we are already no longer a democracy. We're an autocracy. And the Supreme Court is now a component of MAGA.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if Joe Biden doesn't win, or Kamala Harris, or I don't care who, my dog should run, and I'll vote for him, and he'll still get 80 million more votes. All right, 8 million more votes. All I'm saying is this. If you don't put this act together right now, harness your inner anger. Get over the despondency.
Thank you. Do not write in Malcolm Nance's dog, okay?
Yeah, don't do that.
It's funny. Don't do it.
Don't do that.
Okay.
The nominee. Whoever's the nominee.
The Democratic nominee. You retweeted Uncle Chad. He said that people have had enough, and actually, as I've always said, that Trump will never hold public office again, even prior to this week. The SCOTUS ruling today almost assured Trump will never hold office again. Common sense Americans and independents are going to ensure Trump is not elected in spite of this ruling. MAGA does not have enough voters alone. SCOTUS just handed Biden a victory. In the long run, we are not going to let Trump delay and scheme his way back into office, period. And I'm telling you, Malcolm, I've been saying it all week. Lots of other people I've been saying it. We have to make it so, but I believe that too. I think they just handed the election to Democrats because people, Roe took away all of women's rights. This took away all our rights.
Yes.
And I do not think the American people are going to stand for it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're good at snatching victory out of the defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't all get our acts together, I've been hammering to get rid of the single issue. Now your single issue is the survival of the United States, not that crazy MAGA. Oh, you know, we don't want Joe Biden in office because he'll forgive student loan stuff. This is your life now. They're talking about dismantling Social Security. The VA, they're talking about making it private. They're talking about getting rid of military retirement pay by the hundreds of billions of dollars. All this money is going to private people in tax breaks, or they're going to privatize everything. And this economy will crash. This nation will be a third world nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So economists, people.
A bazillion, Nobel winning economists have said Trump will set off an inflation bomb. Mm-hmm. Bomb.
Listen, the guy who wrote the Project 2025 statement came out today and said America is already in a second American revolution.
Yep. Yes.
And the liberals don't know they're losing.
No, and he said, and he said it will be bloodless unless the liberals resist.
Bloodless unless the left choose it for it not to be.
Right.
That is a threat.
It is.
To each and every one of you claiming that they're willing to kill you. I wrote a whole damn book on how they were planning on killing other Americans.
Yeah.
They think they're winning now, and we got to stop it. We have to step up and say, we're counterattacking, we will win.
You retweeted the picture of Trump and Hillary when she warned us, which is why I'm worrying my Hillary was right about everything. Take all your anger from 2016, pack it into all your anger every time since then and the Supreme Court this week, and get out there. You heard Shouty McShouterson.
We're going to win this.
Yeah, we are. All right, Malcolm, love
Don't
you.
Don't do it.
All right, thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
We say no to a king again. Okay, so we have to do this again, really?
Yeah, we do.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudie's Dogs. They are really, Bonnie and Clyde, really more Dr. Maudie's dogs than mine, just because, you know, they love that. Dr. Maudie's more than life itself. They really do. Smells good. It really does. I love opening a new bag. Is that weird? I huff it.
It smells like kale and freedom.
Oh, it does. It does smell like freedom and democracy. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm just saying, if you, Jody, when they're in your petting zoo, have you noticed how soft they are? Oh my God, they're so soft, and their coat is so shiny, mm-hmm. and oh my God, Chris, poops are so firm.
That's all that matters.
Oh, it's so exciting. So exciting. Healthy, firm poops. Mama loves that. Every mother
that
anywhere understands.
Weird how she said it. Mama loves that.
Listen, if you've dealt with loose stool,
I have.
It's gross.
Well, and it is.
You know that
had
they're...
it once when I was watching her.
Spruce! Okay. I'm just saying, you are very poop-centric if you have ever, you know, had a pet. Okay. Bonnie and Clyde love Nature's Blend, period. It is raw, freeze-dried. It is not messy. It's easy to prepare. No messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. And get a free bag of Cod Krispies if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions. Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Yep. Grr.
Grr.
That's Chris posing. Grr.
What?
Okay.
Hulk smash.
Do you say grr when you pose?
No, I don't say grr.
All right. Well,
that's
listen.
Fun.
It makes your muscles pop. Tony Horton, P90X guy, he got shingles, right? It's
yep.
That's terrifying.
It is.
Shingles doesn't care. Shingles
doesn't.
Is the original bastard person.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah. He did not seriously think he was going to make it. People don't realize it is really serious. He now is feeling amazing. He's 65 years old. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, he created high-impact protein. It's available in whey or plant protein. You just one scoop, bam, and your favorite beverage, and it helps boost your, supercharge your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. If you're coming back from something or you just want to give yourself an overall boost, make it your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. You can text fitness to 511-511 or go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Steve in Chicago. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I feel I need to point out the people who are saying, oh, find a replacement for Biden are completely ignoring the fact that it's not like this new candidate's going to get a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately, the GOP will switch all of their time, energy, and money to attacking whatever perceived or invented flaws they have. It'll switch from, oh, he's too old to he's too gay, he's too black, she's a woman.
Right.
Steve, Noel Kastler talking about the media said that if they succeed, there will be two angles to reporting, the race to find the replacement and what was the White House hiding from the public after the fact reporting. Both angles will serve Trump. He knows it. They know it. You know it. Vote blue. Vote Biden. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Steve.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Thank
if
you.
If I can also point out.
Yeah. Yes.
We need to also take responsibility for spending our time and energy promoting the good that Biden has done and promoting opportunities that we can all contribute to get him reelected.
Yeah. And by the way, this Biden campaign touts 50% increase in fundraising in June, spike in donations following the debate.
Yeah.
There was also a lot of circle the wagons, energy going on that, I'm certainly feeling. Post-debate polls showed Biden's support remaining steady, as well as Trump's unpopularity, as long as we don't freak out. Jen Rubin has a good thing that we'll get to in just a sec. Let me just try to get in Judy in Chicago real quick. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay, what I just did, because I was so furious, I feel like it's such a big betrayal of Biden. I really feel, his color was bad at the debate. He was sick, and his conduct reminded me of somebody on cold meds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because as the night went on, and then when he went to the after watch party, he was completely different. But anyway, so I've been beside myself, and so have other people, about the congressman coming out and telling them to step down.
I agree. Judy, heartbreak, but I agree. We have Carl Sells-Rocky. We got Glenn Kirshner all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
The Devil's Advocates will be taking a couple of days off to celebrate the nation's birthday, but will return on Friday with coverage of President Joe Biden's appearance in Madison.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.